Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mr. Jackson, obviously, is at the sticks. He's a challenge. He's a challenge in all circumstances. He's doing a really nice job of spreading the ball around to a variety of people. His tight end tandem is special. Obviously, he and Mark Andrews have had a relationship. They're in the same draft class, and so we watch those guys grow together.
Mr. Jackson, Mike Tomlin always gives Lamar a ton of respect, and we talked yesterday, same segment, about Lamar. And the fact that he has never played the Steelers twice in a season. So this is going to happen. He's going to play the Steelers for the second time coming up on Saturday. And let's frame it this way, Doran, at 412-928-9370. First, a question, I guess. We'll do it this way. At some point, you have to think he's going to get one on the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to play well against the Steelers. Like, he's too good to always suck against them. He wins like 75% of his games. He's going to throw for 4,000 yards. He's going to throw 40 touchdowns. He's only thrown three picks. He's got an outside shot, depending on how things go the last three games, of rushing for 1,000 yards. And I'm supposed to sit here and believe that he's never going to play a good game against the Steelers? He is. Maybe it's this weekend because it's the second time he plays them in a year. So the question, if Lamar plays a good game, can the Steelers win? If he plays his best version of football, can they win the football game? What's the path to win the game if he does go out there and ball? Because the more this week has gone on, I had the feeling he was going to do it the first game. He didn't. The more the week's gone on, I feel like this might be his coming out party against the Steelers.
Do you think this is the only path, really? Do you think the Steelers could keep up with Lamar?
I thought the Steelers, if they had to win a shootout the first time around, I thought that they would be able to win a shootout. And then they scored 18 points. And now they probably won't have George Pickens. Maybe they will, but I'm going to operate with the understanding that they won't. No, I don't think they can win a shootout. I think if Lamar Jackson plays his best football, if he plays the best game he's ever played against the Steelers, and that those might be two different things, by the way. I don't know that they're winning the football game. And in fact, I think they don't.
No.
And that's got me shaking in my little shoesies here, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
My little Adidas shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shaking in them. Because I just don't believe great players are always going to stink against specific opponents. Even though I did the whole, he's going to slice and dice him the first time around, and then he didn't. And I think I've even said this week, I'm never picking the Ravens to beat the Steelers again until they do and until he does. Well, I'm changing my tune, man. I think this is the game he gets over on the Steelers, because here's the other thing I'm doing. I want to analyze this game as if there is no previous history. And if I'm analyzing it that way, the Steelers aren't going to win the game.
Right.
Like, if you take away Lamar's history against the Steelers, or I guess more specifically their history bogging him down, you just take that away and you start thinking about everything else. They're 6.5-point favorite. Why? Well, is TJ going to play? If he does, how's he going to play? Is Pickens going to play? If he does, how many snaps is he going to play? Is Deshaun Elliott going to play? Is Larry Ogunjobi going to play? The Steelers are banged up. The Ravens, all their best players are healthy. The Ravens have been playing better defense since Dean Pease got there to help. Like, apart from past history, there's nothing that tells you the Steelers should win this football game.
Nope.
And that's got me shaking a little bit today.
Yeah, I mean, you have to score points. I mean, you didn't, like you said, the first time around, and they drug that game into the mud, and the Steelers figured out a way to stop Lamar Jackson. Actually, we got asked that question yesterday, and Ben put it out on social media, you know, who's in Lamar's head? Lamar's in Lamar's head. That's what I said. And I do believe that. Like, I think he presses. I think he does things that he wouldn't normally do to prove that he can't throw from the pocket and beat you that way. And, you know, that just game is just his bugaboo. But I don't know, being down there in Baltimore Saturday, 425, with what's on the line for the Steelers, what's on the line for the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar's second time ever really playing the Steelers in a season, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. Like, they have a plan.
You played the Eagles. They played the Giants.
The Giants. You're feeling good. You had a primer. I think Lamar is going to go into this game and not overthink it. I think he's going to be like, I'm Lamar Jackson. I could be a three-time MVP. And what got me to this point? And that is doing those things that nobody else can do. And that is running. That is throwing whenever I need to, and that's being the dynamic playmaker that I am. And I think that some games he goes into these Steeler games, and, you know, luck sometimes isn't on his side. I mean, you know, what, the receivers dropping passes last year.
Right.
But I just think that he's just going to go out there and play football. And I know that sounds just, oh, what does that mean? But he's just going to go play. He's going to be a football player, which is, he's one of the best on the planet.
Yes. The sample size of his career is he's a two-time MVP. And he gets knocked around here and nationally, for not winning the big one yet. Okay, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in 7 years. He played in the AFC Championship last year. It's not like the guy can't win in the playoffs. He just hasn't won at as high of a clip in the playoffs as he did in the regular season so far in his career. You look at the past history of these teams, and the past recent history of these teams, we're looking at 18-16, 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14, 16-13, 20-19, 19-14, 28-24. You have to go all the way back to 2019 to find the last game that was decided by more than one score. And if you go back even further, it's a one-score game, it's a one-score game, it's a one-score game. And in the games that Lamar has played, he hasn't played well. So when you've won, you've eked them out, and he's played, objectively, bad football.
Mm.
So he might not even need to play his best game, and the Ravens win the football game. Eventually, it's coming, folks. The question is it coming this weekend? 412-928-9370. Is this finally the game where Lamar Jackson breaks out against the Steelers? I think it probably is. And I think you think it probably is.
Yes.
Where do people come down on this? We'll open the phone lines all morning long at 412-928-9370. Or is it like the Santa Claus, seeing is believing, believing is seeing? Do you need to see it to believe it? I want the hot chocolate from the Santa Claus movie.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
I know, it's frothy. You want some frothing.
But I want
chocolate.
It in that, what would you call that?
Like a stein kind of.
Stein.
Yeah.
I want it in that.
Yeah.
I don't want it in a cup.
And I want it delivered by a tiny elf.
Yes.
With cute little dimples and glitter all over her face. Did that come out creepy?
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. It did. Yep.
Do you think this is the game where Lamar Jackson plays like Mr. Jackson? 412-928-9370. We want your calls on this. Here's a text. Sound like this is getting back to being a rivalry. Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. This is what Steelers Ravens is supposed to be about. It's what it always used to be about. Like, not, oh, the Steelers are trying to claw tooth and nail to get in as the final wild card team, but the Ravens already have things sewed up, so Lamar Jackson's going to be sitting on the bench. No, this is a five-star matchup. Unfortunately, you might not have some of your five-star players, and that's what makes me really worry about this as well. A lot of your ownership over these guys, we brought the stats up yesterday, is because TJ Watt is a menace against the Baltimore Ravens. 11-4 in his career when he plays against them. So that's 15 games, 17 sacks, takes the ball away. He is Lamar Jackson kryptonite. And if he's not at 100%, I don't like it. If he doesn't play.
Mm-mm. Long day.
Long.
It'll be a long day.
Day. Because I asked the question on Monday. Is there another team that you're going to play this year that can do to you what the Eagles did to you? I don't think Buffalo, the way they're constructed, they can bully you this way. Kansas City's good on defense up front. I just don't think they're going to be able to bully you this way. The Chargers, maybe, but they're taking on water. The one team is the team you're facing off with this Saturday. Baltimore is a physical football team.
After you just played the Eagles.
After you played the Eagles. The defense being on the field for 40-plus minutes gives me pause, too. Like, you're on the field for the final 10 minutes, 39 seconds. You got a 6-day work week instead of a 7-day work week. So it's not, you know, like you're going from Sunday to Thursday, but you're going Sunday to Saturday after playing the most physical team in the NFL, and you might be playing the second most physical team in the NFL. If you take the past dominance of the Steelers out of the equation, there's a lot more reason to like Baltimore in this game than Pittsburgh. And I think a lot of us, if we're trying to be optimistic, if we're trying to convince ourselves that the Steelers are going to get this done, have one thing to hang our hat on, and one thing only, and that's Lamar Jackson's record against the Steelers, 2-5, and that's Pittsburgh's dominance over Baltimore, winning 8 out of the last 9 games. Everything else favors them. Is this the game Lamar gets over on Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls coming up next. Pat Bostic in from 7 o'clock until 10. We'll get to some college football playoff with Pat. Excited to do that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Right now, it's a Nicholas Harry Callis fan headline.
Tonight is the Final Four round of the Women's Volleyball National Championship Tournament. Penn State is going to play Nebraska, and Pitt is going to play Louisville. Winners of each of those games go to the National Championship. For more, go to 937thefan.com.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Is this finally the game where Lamar gets over on the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on that on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dorn and I think it's trending in that direction, that Lamar Jackson, who really could win a third MVP, he's too good to be held down the way the Steelers have held him down. And really, all the stars are aligning for this to be the game where he gets it done against Pittsburgh. You think about what happened in game one this year between these two teams. Mark Andrews, who is the security blanket for Lamar Jackson, when bleep gets wild, when stuff hits the fan, that's the guy he throws to. Well, okay, the Steelers know that. Third downs, key moments, passing situations. They walked Minka down. It was mano a mano, Minka on Mark Andrews, and they shut him down. Well, if Deshaun Elliott doesn't play, and I don't think he's going to play, that's going to change some of the tactical things that you can do. And if it doesn't, if you do decide to do the same thing, okay, great. Do you have faith that guys like DeMonte KZ can be your center fielder and take away the deep shots to Flowers? I don't know.
Well, I mean, what would you rather have? I mean, whether you think it or not, you got to go one way or another, right? I mean, I would go that direction. I would still trust Minka to shut down one of their best players.
But I agree. Then,
I mean, they still have Likely. They still have Flowers. And then they could still run the football. So, I would. You would have to trust. I mean, this is where I thought that, honestly, Cam Sutton would be a factor for this football team.
He's been a big disappointment.
Seriously.
A really big disappointment. He's missed tackles. They kind of view him as a jack of all trades. I view him more as a master of none. I don't know what happened in Detroit, and I'm talking about on the football field, but they got a player back who's not the same guy that left. And when he left, it made sense to me for Detroit to pay him the money that they did. And then I think he was kind of miscast there, and he has not been a factor since he's been brought back. I think the bloom is off the Beanie Bishop rose. I think he was fortunate to be in the right spot and create a few turnovers, and I'm not knocking him for it. Good. Those were key turnovers that he was able to force. But I don't think at this point in his career that anybody would classify him as a good player. Joey Porter Jr. is playing arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the worst football of his professional career. I think the Ravens are catching the Steelers at absolutely the right time.
Yeah, and it's the right time for them too. You know, you're catching the Steelers, but you're also trending upwards.
Yes.
On offense and defense, honestly. This isn't going to be the same defense. I feel like, we talk about that. We talked about DMPs and the whole situation, but we don't talk about it as much because of Lamar Jackson and because of Derrick Henry and because of, what they did to the Giants last game, and they are trending upwards on offense. This is it's not a great defense, but it's not the same defense that you played against the first time around. It's just not.
No, and we talked about it the first time. It didn't really make a lot of sense that the defense was by far the worst in the league against the pass. They got good players.
Yeah.
And they got the same good players they had last year. Now, their DC left, but that shouldn't make that much of a difference. You got great players. They should be playing great, and now they kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you pause, and you're not going to have George Pickens, and Najee Harris hasn't been as good of a player of late. The Steelers are trending down, and I don't want to put too much stock in what happened in Philadelphia. Like, I've tried to sweep that under the rug as much as I can, but it's not that I can totally ignore it. And it's not like Joey Porter Jr. only struggled against Philadelphia either. It's all lining up for this to be the Lamar game. 412-928-9370. So if that's the case, how do you win the game? You need Russ. And you need Arthur Smith to do the Cincinnati thing. And easier said than done, because Cincinnati's defense, they don't have a DMPs walk through that door. That defense is a sieve. It's as bad of a defense as I can remember seeing in the NFL. Really. I mean, it's that bad. But I think Arthur Smith yesterday came out and he said, we're like an old pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
When it's going good, it's going good, but it just takes a little while to get started up. And he's talking about the running game. I don't think that you need to pound the rock for four quarters or for three quarters and then hope the dam breaks in the fourth. Like, sometimes that works, sometimes that needs to be the game plan. I don't think that's what you should be doing in this game.
Yeah, but who's going to be that playmaker?
I know.
You know, against Cincinnati, George Pickens, you know, what did he? I mean, he had his normal 80 yards 85, and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that. So where are you going? Who what unit can make and produce the most big plays? Is it the running backs as a unit, or is it the receivers, or is it the tight ends as a unit?
You said it earlier in the week. I think it's got to be, from an explosion standpoint, it's got to be a Jalen Warren
game.
Got
to be.
It has to be.
There's no question. There's no question. I mean, Calvin Austin's, you know, I think he's having a great year, and I'm not taking anything away from him. But I don't think that he scares defenses still.
Nah.
He doesn't scare defenses. They're not going to game plan around him. Who are you game planning around? If you're Dean Pease and or the defensive coordinators. Anybody?
We talked about Mark Andrews, take him out of the game. I'm keying in on Pat Freiermuth. And he's not an explosive guy, but he's a playmaker. And he's come into his own these last four or five games. He's playing his best football. He would be the guy I'm focused most on taking away. And I'll tell you what, number 14 for them, that might be the guy.
Yeah.
That might be the guy. He is a star. And you put him on Freiermuth, and then you double up Mike Williams whenever the Steelers have the guts to put him on the damn football field. I don't know where the offense comes from. I think it's a big Arthur Smith. What's the line from Batman where the Joker, schemers? They're schemers.
Is that what he says?
Something about schemes. Schemers. I think this is a scheme game. I think this is a Arthur Smith, go into your bag of tricks. They ran a flea flicker last week. It was one of the only positive plays they had in the game. I'm not even talking necessarily about trick plays. I think this game comes down to, can Arthur Smith find a way to get guys who can't get open, open?
It's a shame because this game, if you need to produce an offense and you have another element that you can kind of fold in, I don't know if that element's going to be available within Justin Fields. Like, if Justin Fields was healthy, I would bet money that he would get a lot of snaps this game.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? Right. Like, you don't even have that. You can't turn to that for a spark.
Did you see the video of TJ Watt on the sideline doing the knee thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't call it great. I'd still bet on him playing.
Yes.
But is he going to be his explosive self? I don't know. Is George Pickens going to play?
Probably not.
Probably not. So it's going to be on Arthur Smith to get creative. And maybe not even creative. We're sussing this out right now. Mm-hmm. Just break tendency. Do the opposite of what you did in the first Cleveland game, what you did against Philadelphia. You're beating your head into a brick wall, hoping that eventually the brick wall is going to break. This is not the game in front of 70,000 drunk, out-for-blood Ravens fans that you can afford a bad slow start. You can't. So you got to come out guns a-blazing. But now we're having this circular conversation. Who's going to step up offensively? I think you need to see some tempo in this game, Doran. I think you need to throw on early downs. I think you need to try to avoid third downs as much as possible. And I'll tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence in it.
No.
But that's how you need to play this thing. The Eagles blitzed Russell Wilson one time last week.
Mm.
And still he was getting harassed. And Ben talked on his podcast, Roethlisberger, of course, to our guy Spence, and said, when you got a team that can create pressure with four, you are really up bleeps creek without a paddle.
Yes, you are.
And that's what the Eagles did. These four, you pin your ears back, we'll drop seven back into coverage, and you don't have George Pickens, good luck. Dean Pease wasn't born yesterday. He's like 78 years old.
Yes, he is.
I'm guessing you're going to see a lot of that. 412-928-9370. Is this the game Lamar finally gets over on the Steelers? Are you as worried about this game as we are? Despite the Steelers' success winning 8 of 9, despite Lamar losing 5 out of 7, are you going into this one going, boy, I don't have a good feeling? 412-928-9370. Rock, Jim, Big C, we'll get to all yins and more coming up next. But first, it's a hairy headline.
Pittsburgh Penguins play the Nashville Predators on the road tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, Thursday Night Football is tonight. The Los Angeles Chargers playing the Denver Broncos, two teams that could see the playoffs, could see the Steelers in the playoffs, depending on how the rest of the season unfolds. Coverage on the Fan starts at 7:30 through Westwood One. Game time is 8:15. More for the Lions, go to 93.7thefan.com.
Texter, you guys are totally overreacting. Lamar is not going to suddenly get out of his funk against the Steelers. It's in his head now. Maybe. Maybe. But if you remove that element, there's no reason why a sensible human being would pick the Steelers to win this game.
The Steelers have never played Lamar whenever there's something on the line either. Like, okay, it's one thing to say that, you know, the Steelers are in Lamar's head during the regular season. They get him. They get over on him. Then TJ has a great record against him. But whenever you ever played Lamar, whenever he has things on the line that he has to accomplish.
Right.
When his back's against the wall.
Right.
And he's at home.
Isn't that when truly healthy. Great players are?
That's whenever they're
great.
Yes. I just, like, you've never been in this. This is uncharted territory for the Steelers against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You've never been down this road before. Lamar's never been down this road before, but you know what the stuff that he has inside that he can take over if he really, really wants to. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think we're overreacting. This is different situation, different circumstances for Lamar Jackson. And there's a lot on the line. So he's going to leave it all out there.
Yes, he is. And he's too good to suck his entire career against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just the law of averages. That's just, I think, a reality. 412-928-9370. I also think we'd be talking about this differently if his guys caught the ball for him last year.
That too.
I mean, seriously. They could have put up 31 points if his receivers merely caught the football last year. Now, that counts. Like, maybe the Steelers are mystically in everybody's heads. Maybe. But he did not play bad last year in the game that he played at Acrisure Stadium. I guess it was the only game, obviously, that he played against them last year. He didn't play bad. It wasn't on him. It wasn't his fault. So if those passes that he put on the money are complete, we're probably sitting here going, oh boy, Lamar Jackson played well against the Steelers last year. And then really everything adds up for a Ravens victory. But maybe you do think we are overreacting. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rocky and Blawnox. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good bud.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I've been up all night. Been on at the Yahtzee Underground game all night. All night.
You were playing Yahtzee Underground all night?
No, unsanctioned. So you remember Rounders?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Think that instead of Texas Hold'em Yahtzee. It's big in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
No, this or
interesting.
Not. Yeah, it started in the mills, 40s, 50s. The hunkies would be on their lunch break playing some Yahtzee. My dad's dad. It's a family thing.
Are you working today?
No, I'm not working. I've worked all night, man. I was my cousin Mac turned me on to this.
Might be the most Pittsburgh call we've ever received.
Yes.
What you got for us on Steelers Ravens?
So Todd Monken, their offense coordinator, Ravens, good guy. I've been following for a few years. I think he's going to have his offense ready. Bateman. I'm gonna predict it right now. 7-8 catches, it's about 120. He's gonna get us for a long one, and he'll have a short one. He's gonna have 2 touchdowns.
It's tough to refute that, man, because your corners aren't playing good ball. I think Dante Jackson's probably going to play, but it's not like he's bathing himself in glory lately either.
You matched that, and I broke down the Giants game. I didn't have much going on this week. Broke down the Giants game. They're gonna expose the not only the corners. It's with Watt. I mean, they're not gonna get the pressure. I mean, Jackson's gonna get his. He will. But I mean, Henry's gonna get his. But Jackson, he's gonna come through. He's got something to play for. It. It doesn't look good. We'll be lucky to limp into the playoffs. I don't know, man.
I'm worried about that too. And thank you for the call, Rocky. I hope you won some money last night. We've talked about momentum. So you lose to the Eagles. Okay. If you find a way to win these 2 games against elite teams in your conference, all right, you're feeling really good about yourselves. But the flip could be true, too. I can't say one without acknowledging the other. I can't say, you feel really good about yourselves going into the playoffs if you beat KC, if you beat the Ravens, and not say you're not feeling great about yourself if you lose one or both of these games.
Yeah.
So I am worried about that. And I'd rather be healthy than anything else going into the playoffs. But close second to that is being hot, ascending, playing some of your best football, and because of the schedule and because of who they play, you could see it going the other way, and I don't like that. Shall we go to Jim and Beaver?
Yes.
Jim! in Beaver. Perhaps he was playing an underground Uno game last night. Hi, Jim.
No underground games for me last night.
I would absolutely clean up in underground Uno, Jim. I kick my daughter's ass in Uno all the time.
Well, since you mentioned Uno, how about we throw the reverse card, right? The defense has bailed us out a lot this year. And I think the best way to control Lamar Jackson, given a depleted defensive roster, is time of possession. And I'd love to see them do that with a 12 personnel, you know, two tight end set. Get Darnell Washington involved in this game. He's too big. He's too gifted. He's too athletic to not make a difference in this game. And if you can somehow, if Artie Smith would just show up the middle runs and then at times Jalen Warren off tackle, you got Darnell Washington out there blocking for him too. I think time of possession is the only way the Steelers, and you don't need to score 30 or 40. You just need to own the clock.
The old Tom Brady conversation.
And I think that's a great point by Jim. I think it's a great point by Jim. I mean, we talk about how do you beat Lamar Jackson. If Lamar Jackson is playing at a high level, you keep the ball out of his hands. I mean, that's the old school. I mean, everybody knows that. The time of possession. Like, but I don't know, can you do that? Can you sustain the drives that you need to convert on third downs whenever you need to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands?
I bring it up all the time whenever we talk time of possession games. Steelers, Patriots, 2011. Steelers held the ball for two-thirds of the game, but it's because Ben threw it a bunch. I just don't think you're lining up in 12 personnel and mashing them and keeping Lamar off the field. I think they wanted to do that against Philadelphia, and I will absolutely acknowledge that Philadelphia's got a better defensive front, but I don't think you can just line up first down run, second down run, mash, mash, mash. I think you got to throw first and then get to the mashing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I see what you're saying, but I just don't know who you're going to throw.
I know. I know. That's the rub
here.
I think
you only have one kind of way. You have one path to victory on offense, and that is to bully ball, try to bully ball. That's the only way. Like that's your best production is the backfield.
I don't believe what, like, Starkey believes this and a few others that I've heard and read this week, that Najee got benched after the fumble. Like, I don't think that's why that happened that way. I think they like using Cordarrelle Patterson. I don't think it's coincidental that they moved off of Najee after that.
I'm gonna let you finish, but like, I think that's a rule for Mike Tomlin. I think it's everybody. I mean, he does it with Jalen Warren. I think that if you fumble, you're out the next series.
Yeah, that much I agree. I think had they had the ball again after that, I think you probably would have seen Najee again. Like, I don't think that would have been a full game benching.
No,
I'm saying.
No, it's a serious thing, I think.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that he wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it had to do with the fumble.
For sure.
I don't think he got benched. I just don't think they had the ball enough after that. I wish that were the case, though. And Najee's had a pretty good season. He was having a really good season up until, like, the last three or four games. I wish it was a benching-ish. Because Jalen Warren has so much more juice than those other guys. And I know that Arthur Smith has an affinity for Cordarrelle Patterson. And when he was healthy early in the year, that Colts game I always reference, that was the best version of any Steelers running back we've seen this year. He looked like a moose at full speed. He's not that guy since the injury.
No.
He looked like that injury aged him 20 years.
Yeah.
And I have a ton of respect for Cordarrelle Patterson's career and what he used to be able to bring to the table. But if he ain't right, he ain't right. That leads you to one man and one man only, and that's Jalen Warren. This should be a Jalen Warren game.
Yeah, it really should be.
And if you're going to commit to running the ball, commit to running it with that guy. Commit to running it with your most explosive back who can create something out of nothing, whereas the other guys I don't think can.
I mean, I don't know how effective this would be, but it may be for personnel changes for the defense and them getting into certain personnels that you like. You talk about two tight end sets. You talk about what can the Steelers do different. They hang their hat on two tight ends with Darnell Washington. What can they do different? Oh, maybe Justin Fields. Well, if he's injured, then you can't go that direction. Maybe just roll out three running back sets and then have Cordero in the slot and have Najee and Jalen on the field at the same time. And then it's like, how do you want to defend this? You know, what defense are you going to put out there? Like, maybe that's your number one personnel going into this game, because Cordell Patterson can get open. We've seen him play in the slot. We've seen him, I think it was against the Ravens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it against the Ravens that he had that, or it was one of the home games where he had a couple catches. I'd put him in the slot, have Jalen on one side, Najee on the other, and have just a three running back. This is how we're going to do it, and just keep rotating, and guys are going to go do this, and Jalen's going to motion out and be on the other linebacker. That's the only way I could see them doing something different.
Get funky.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. What, you start talking about your best five
right.
eligible
That's
guys.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Who's our best?
Yes.
Who is going to put us in the best situation? Who's going to convert for us?
It ain't Van Jefferson.
No.
Who played 81% of the snaps against Philadelphia. God bless him, all due respect. That ain't the path. So put your best players on the field. And if that means Najee and Jalen on the field at the same time, you get funky, 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 funky. I'm down. 412-928-9370. Are you starting to have that creeping dread that Doran and I are having right now when you think about this game? Do you think that Lamar Jackson's going to go off? If he does, how do the Steelers win? 412-928-9370. It is 6:47. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5601. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Right now, it's a hairy headline.
The Final Four in women's volleyball. It's national semifinals. Pitt is going to play Louisville, Penn State. Immediately following the Pitt game is going to play Nebraska, and the winner of each of those games will go to the national championship set right now for Sunday. More fun headlines, go to 937thefan.com.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree.
Christmas karaoke last night. Nicholas Harry Callis was the star of the show. He did not sing, oh Christmas tree. He sang Run Run Rudolph. Perhaps we could have him sing a portion a cappella later on in the show.
Yep.
Ooh.
This is a good one.
This is a little funky. And that's what we said the Steelers need to get.
A little funky.
A little funky. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. Pat is very kind with his time.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing 2 hours with us a lot, and then I think he's just addicted to our wonderfulness.
Yeah, he's been having so much fun, and he loves doing this. He's good at it.
He is good at it.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time.
He texted us after the Steelers-Eagles game on Saturday, something that I want to get into, the quarterback comparison, Jalen Hurts v. Russell Wilson. And I want to really fasten down on that with him. Obviously, college football playoff this weekend, starting tomorrow night.
Crazy.
Indiana.
Notre Dame.
Oof. Woo! Some of these teams having a tough time selling tickets. We'll get into all of that with Pat.
Yeah, I want to get into that because it's confusing to me. Mm-hmm. But, I want to get both of your thoughts on that. Oh, boy.
Oh, I have thoughts and I have judgment.
Okay.
I will pass some judgment.
Good.
Yeah. Martin in Uniontown, my mom's old stomping ground. Hi, Martin.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Hey, all the Steelers have to do is just concentrate on beating Baltimore. Just take one game at a time, and I think they're going to be okay. I knew they was going to lose that game against Philadelphia. I kind of knew it the way it was going. And like I said, I think they'll be okay. And have you heard anything about what the Pirates are doing yet?
Well, there was a report last night that they signed Andrew McCutchen, which was then immediately refuted.
I saw that.
Yeah. But I think that's going to get done at some point.
I think that's in the air. I know it didn't happen last night, but I think that there's some probably truth to that, clearly.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Martin. 412-928-9370. Yeah, I bet you he'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be stunned if he weren't. And if you look at designated hitter numbers across Major League Baseball last year, he was in the top 10 in a lot of categories. Yeah. So he can't play the field, or they don't want him to play the field, and he's going to get his requisite Veterans Day off. Veterans off days? There you go.
Veterans Day off.
Yeah. English. But he's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't spend a lot of money. And if you can get a top 10 designated hitter for $5 million, absolutely you're going to do it. So I'd be shocked if it doesn't happen. As for taking it one game at a time, yeah, sure. And you and I had that feeling about Philadelphia, too. I can't ignore some of the deficiencies that they have. And more than that, they're hurt.
Yes. And that's a part of the season. But can you not be hurt whenever it matters? And I keep wrestling with this. Like, what did I take from the Philly game? I've asked this question to multiple people that have been on the show this week. Like, has your thought process or your opinion changed about this football team after the Philadelphia game? Mine can't change because I just feel that Russell Wilson will play different in the playoffs. I think he has that characteristic that we talk about that Patrick Mahomes does. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he will take it up another level in the playoffs because he's been there. He understands. He understands. And so I don't think that this team has really showed all their cards yet. And they probably will and play a different brand of football whenever the playoffs do come around. So I am not that worried right now. Even if they do lose this game on Saturday, I'm still not worried about what they can accomplish at the end of the day, at the end of the season. I'm not worried about it.
I mean, you can win the division if you lose this game.
Yeah.
And if the Steelers were healthy, I would pick them to win this game. They're now a 7-point underdog.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Makes sense.
Everything lines up against the Steelers in this one, with the exception being they've won 8 out of 9 against Baltimore.
What were they the first time around?
They were a dog at home.
Three?
Yeah. In that range. They were a dog at home. So it makes sense that on the road without TJ Watt, without George Pickens, that they would be an underdog. We'll get into all of it with Pat Bostic coming up next. Pat, interesting text to us. after the Steelers-Eagles game about Russell Wilson, which we'll get into when we come back. But first, Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Is this finally the game where Lamar gets over on the Steelers? 412-928-9370. We'd love to hear from you on that on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dorn and I think it's trending in that direction, that Lamar Jackson, who really could win a third MVP, he's too good to be held down the way the Steelers have held him down. And really, all the stars are aligning for this to be the game where he gets it done against Pittsburgh. You think about what happened in game one this year between these two teams. Mark Andrews, who's the security blanket for Lamar Jackson. When bleep gets wild, when stuff hits the fan, that's the guy he throws to. Well, okay, the Steelers know that. Third downs, key moments, passing situations. They walked Minka down. It was mano a mano, Minka on Mark Andrews, and they shut him down. Well, if Deshaun Elliott doesn't play, and I don't think he's going to play, that's going to change some of the tactical things that you can do. And if it doesn't, if you do decide to do the same thing, okay, great. Do you have faith that guys like DeMonte KZ can be your center fielder and take away the deep shots to Flowers? I don't know.
Well, I mean, what would you rather have? I mean, whether you think it or not, you got to go one way or another, right? I mean, I would go that direction. I would still trust Minka to shut down one of their best players.
But I agree. Then,
I mean, they still have Likely. They still have Flowers. And then they could still run the football. So, I would. You would have to trust. I mean, this is where I thought that, honestly, Cam Sutton would be a factor for this football team.
He's been a big disappointment.
Seriously.
A really big disappointment. He's missed tackles. They kind of view him as a jack of all trades. I view him more as a master of none. I don't know what happened in Detroit, and I'm talking about on the football field, but they got a player back who's not the same guy that left. Mm-mm. When he left, it made sense to me for Detroit to pay him the money that they did. And then I think he was kind of miscast there, and he has not been a factor since he's been brought back. I think the bloom is off the Beanie Bishop rose. I think he was fortunate to be in the right spot and create a few turnovers, and I'm not knocking him for it. Good. Those were key turnovers that he was able to force, but I don't think at this point in his career that anybody would classify him as a good player. Joey Porter Jr. is playing arguably, and maybe not even arguably, the worst football of his professional career. I think the Ravens are catching the Steelers at absolutely the right time.
Yeah, and it's the right time for them too. You know, you're catching the Steelers, but you're also trending upwards.
Yes.
On offense and defense, honestly. This isn't going to be the same defense. I feel like, we talk about that. We talked about DMPs and the whole situation, but we don't talk about it as much because of Lamar Jackson and because of Derrick Henry and because of, you know, what they did to the Giants last game, and they are trending upwards on offense. This is it's not a great defense, but it's not the same defense that you played against the first time around. It's just not.
No, and we talked about it the first time. It didn't really make a lot of sense that the defense was by far the worst in the league against the pass. They got good players.
Yeah.
And they got the same good players they had last year. Now, their DC left, but that shouldn't make that much of a difference. You got great players. They should be playing great. And now they kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you pause. And you're not going to have George Pickens. And Najee Harris hasn't been as good of a player of late. The Steelers are trending down, and I don't want to put too much stock in what happened in Philadelphia. I've tried to sweep that under the rug as much as I can, but it's not that I can totally ignore it. And it's not like Joey Porter Jr. only struggled against Philadelphia either. It's all lining up for this to be the Lamar game. 412-928-9370. So if that's the case, how do you win the game? You need Russ and you need Arthur Smith to do the Cincinnati thing. And easier said than done, because Cincinnati's defense, they don't have a Dean Pease walk through that door. That defense is a sieve. It's as bad of a defense as I can remember seeing in the NFL. Really. I mean, it's that bad. But I think Arthur Smith yesterday came out and he said, you know, we're like an old pickup truck. When it's going good, it's going good. But it just takes a little while to get started up. And he's talking about the running game. I don't think that you need to pound the rock for four quarters or for three quarters and then hope the dam breaks in the fourth. Like, sometimes that works. Sometimes that needs to be the game plan. I don't think that's what you should be doing in this game.
Yeah, but who's going to be that playmaker?
I know.
You know, the first, I mean, against Cincinnati, George Pickens, you know, what did he? I mean, he had his normal 80 yards
85,
and
yeah.
touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that. So where are you going? Who? What unit can make and produce the most plays, big plays? Is it the running backs as a unit, or is it the receivers, or is it the tight ends as a unit?
You said it earlier in the week. I think it's got to be, from an explosion standpoint, it's got to be a Jalen Warren
game.
Got to
be.
It has to be.
There's no question. There's no question. I mean, Calvin Austin's, you know, I think he's having a great year, and I'm not taking anything away from him. But I don't think that he scares defenses still.
Nah.
He doesn't scare defenses. They're not going to game plan around him. Who are you game planning around? If you're Dean Pease and or the defensive coordinators. Anybody?
We talked about Mark Andrews, take him out of the game. I'm keying in on Pat Freiermuth. And he's not an explosive guy, but he's a playmaker. And he's come into his own these last four or five games. He's playing his best football. He would be the guy I'm focused most on taking away. And I'll tell you what, number 14 for them, that might be the guy.
Yeah.
That might be the guy. He is a star. And you put him on Freiermuth, and then you double up Mike Williams whenever the Steelers have the guts to put him on the damn football field. I don't know where the offense comes from. I think it's a big Arthur Smith. What's the line from Batman where the Joker, schemers? They're schemers.
Is that what he says?
Something about schemes. Schemers. I think this is a scheme game. I think this is a Arthur Smith, go into your bag of tricks. They ran a flea flicker last week. It was one of the only positive plays they had in the game. I'm not even talking necessarily about trick plays. I think this game comes down to, can Arthur Smith find a way to get guys who can't get open, open?
And like, it's a shame, because this game, if you need to produce an offense and you have another element that you can kind of fold in, I don't know if that element's going to be available within Justin Fields. Like, if Justin Fields was healthy, I would bet money that he would get a lot of snaps this game.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? Right. Like, you don't even have that. You can't turn to that for a spark.
Did you see the video of TJ Watt on the sideline doing the knee thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't call it great. I'd still bet on him playing.
Yes.
But is he going to be his explosive self? I don't know. Is George Pickens going to play?
Probably not.
Probably not. So it's going to be on Arthur Smith to get creative. And maybe not even creative. We're sussing this out right now. Mm-hmm. Just break tendency. Do the opposite of what you did in the first Cleveland game. What you did against Philadelphia. You're beating your head into a brick wall, hoping that eventually the brick wall is going to break. This is not the game in front of 70,000 drunk, out-for-blood Ravens fans that you can afford a bad slow start. You can't. So you got to come out guns a-blazing. But now we're having the circular conversation. Who's going to step up offensively? I think you need to see some tempo in this game, Doran. I think you need to throw on early downs. I think you need to try to avoid third downs as much as possible. And I'll tell you, I don't have a lot of confidence in it.
No.
But that's how you need to play this thing. The Eagles blitzed Russell Wilson one time last week.
Mm.
And still he was getting harassed. And Ben talked on his podcast, Roethlisberger, of course, to our guy Spence, and said, when you got a team that can create pressure with four, you are really up Bleeps Creek without a paddle.
Yes, you are.
And that's what the Eagles did. These four, you pin your ears back, we'll drop seven back into coverage, and you don't have George Pickens, good luck. Dean Pease wasn't born yesterday. He's like 78 years old.
Yes, he is.
I'm guessing you're going to see a lot of that. 412-928-9370. Is this the game Lamar finally gets over on the Steelers? Are you as worried about this game as we are? Despite the Steelers' success winning 8 of 9, despite Lamar losing 5 out of 7, are you going into this one going, boy, I don't have a good feeling? 412-928-9370. Rock, Jim, Big C. We'll get to all yins and more coming up next. Texter, you guys are totally overreacting. Lamar is not going to suddenly get out of his funk against the Steelers. It's in his head now. Maybe. Maybe. But if you remove that element, there's no reason why a sensible human being would pick the Steelers to win this game.
The Steelers have never played Lamar whenever there's something on the line either. Like, okay, it's one thing to say that, you know, the Steelers are in Lamar's head during the regular season. They get him. They get over on him. Then TJ has a great record against him. But whenever you ever played Lamar, whenever he has things on the line that he has to accomplish.
Right.
When his back's against the wall.
Right.
And he's at home.
Isn't that when truly healthy. Great players are?
That's whenever they're
great.
Yes. I just, like, you've never been in this. This is uncharted territory for the Steelers against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You've never been down this road before. Lamar's never been down this road before, but you know what the stuff that he has inside that he can take over if he really, really wants to. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think we're overreacting. This is different situation, different circumstances for Lamar Jackson. And there's a lot on the line. So he's going to leave it all out there.
Yes, he is. And he's too good to suck his entire career against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just the law of averages. That's just, I think, a reality. 412-928-9370. I also think we'd be talking about this differently if his guys caught the ball for him last year.
That too.
I mean, seriously. They could have put up 31 points if his receivers merely caught the football last year. Now, that counts. Like, maybe the Steelers are mystically in everybody's heads. Maybe. But he did not play bad last year in the game that he played at Acrisure Stadium. I guess it was the only game, obviously, that he played against them last year. He didn't play bad. It wasn't on him. It wasn't his fault. So if those passes that he put on the money are complete, we're probably sitting here going, oh boy, Lamar Jackson played well against the Steelers last year. And then really everything adds up for a Ravens victory. But maybe you do think we are overreacting. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rocky and Blawnox. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, bud.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I've been up all night. Been on the Yahtzee Underground game all night. All night.
You were playing Yahtzee Underground all night?
No, I'm sanctioned. So you remember Rounders?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Think that instead of Texas Hold'em Yahtzee. It's big in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
No, this or
interesting.
Not. Yeah, it started in the mills, 40s, 50s. The hunkies would be on their lunch break playing some Yahtzee. My dad's dad. It's a family thing.
Are you working today?
No, I'm not working. I've worked okay, all cool. night, man. I was my cousin Mac turned me on to this.
Might this be the scene. Most Pittsburgh call we've ever received.
Yes.
What it's you got for us boys, on Steelers Ravens?
So Todd Monken, their offense coordinator, Ravens, good guy. I've been following for a few years. I think he's going to have his offense ready. Bateman. I'm gonna predict it right now. 7-8 catches. It's about 120. He's gonna get us for a long one, and he'll have a short one. He's gonna have 2 touchdowns.
It's tough to refute that, man, because your corners aren't playing good ball. I think Dante Jackson's probably going to play, but it's not like he's bathing himself in glory lately either.
You matched that, and I broke down the Giants game. I didn't have much going on this week. Broke down a Giants game. They're gonna expose the not only the corners. It's with Watt. I mean, they're not going to get the pressure. I mean, Jackson's going to get his. He will. But I mean, Henry's going to get his. But Jackson, he's going to come through. He's got something to play for. It doesn't look good. We'll be lucky to limp into the playoffs. I don't know, man.
I'm worried about that too. And thank you for the call, Rocky. I hope you won some money last night. We've talked about momentum. So you lose to the Eagles. Okay. you find a way to win these two games against elite teams in your conference, all right, you're feeling really good about yourselves. But the flip could be true, too. I can't say one without acknowledging the other. I can't say, oh, well, you'd feel really good about yourselves going into the playoffs if you beat KC, if you beat the Ravens, and not say you're not feeling great about yourself if you lose one or both of these games.
Yeah.
So I am worried about that. And I'd rather be healthy than anything else going into the playoffs. But close second to that is being hot, ascending, playing some of your best football, and because of the schedule and because of who they play, you could see it going the other way, and I don't like that. Shall we go to Jim in Beaver?
Yes.
Jim in Beaver. Perhaps he was playing an underground Uno game last night. Hi, Jim.
No underground games for me last night.
I would absolutely clean up in underground Uno, Jim. I kick my daughter's ass in Uno all the time.
Well, since you mentioned Uno, how about we throw the reverse card, right? The defense has bailed us out a lot this year. And I think the best way to control Lamar Jackson, given a depleted defensive roster, is time of possession. And I'd love to see them do that with a 12 personnel, you know, two tight end set. Get Darnell Washington involved in this game. He's too big. He's too gifted. He's too athletic to not make a difference in this game. And if you can somehow... if Artie Smith would just show up the middle runs, and then at times Jalen Warren off tackle, you got Darnell Washington out there blocking for him too. I think time of possession is the only way the Steelers, and you don't need to score 30 or 40. You just need to own the clock.
The old Tom Brady conversation.
And I think that's a great point, Jim. I think it's a great point by Jim. I mean, we talk about how do you beat Lamar Jackson if Lamar Jackson is playing at a high level, you keep the ball out of his hands. I mean, that's the old school. I mean, everybody knows that, the time of possession. Like, but I don't know, can you do that? Can you sustain the drives that you need to convert on third downs whenever you need to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands?
I bring it up all the time whenever we talk time of possession games. Steelers, Patriots, 2011, Steelers held the ball for two-thirds of the game, but it's because Ben threw it a bunch. I just don't think you're lining up in 12 personnel and mashing them and keeping Lamar off the field. I think they wanted to do that against Philadelphia, and I will absolutely acknowledge that Philadelphia's got a better defensive front, but I don't think you can just line up first down run, second down run, mash, mash, mash. I think you got to throw first and then get to the mashing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I see what you're saying, but I just don't know who you're going to throw.
I know. I know. That's the rub here.
I think you only have one kind of way. You have one path to victory on offense, and that is to bully ball, try to bully ball. That's the only way. Like that's your best production is the backfield.
I don't believe what, like, Starkey believes this and a few others that I've heard and read this week, that Najee got benched after the fumble. Like, I don't think that's why that happened that way. I think they like using Cordarrelle Patterson. I don't think it's coincidental that they moved off of Najee after that.
I think that I'm gonna let you finish, but like I think that's a rule for Mike Tomlin. I think it's everybody. I mean, he does it with Jalen Warren. I think that if you fumble, you're out the next series.
Yeah, that much I agree. I think had they had the ball again after that, I think you probably would have seen Najee again. Like, I don't think that would have been a full game benching, I'm saying.
No, it's a serious thing, I think.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that he wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it had to do with the fumble.
For
but
sure.
I don't think he got bent. I just don't think they had the ball enough after that. I wish that were the case, though. And Najee's had a pretty good season. He was having a really good season up until, like, the last three or four games. I wish it was a benching-ish. Because Jalen Warren has so much more juice than those other guys. And I know that Arthur Smith has an affinity for Cordarrelle Patterson. And when he was healthy early in the year, that Colts game I always reference, that was the best version of any Steelers running back we've seen this year. He looked like a moose at full speed. He's not that guy since the injury.
No.
He looked like that injury aged him 20 years.
Yeah.
And I have a ton of respect for Cordarrelle Patterson's career and what he used to be able to bring to the table. But if he ain't right, he ain't right. That leads you to one man and one man only, and that's Jalen Warren. This should be a Jalen Warren game.
Yeah, it really should be.
And if you're going to commit to give, if you're going to commit to running the ball, commit to running it with that guy. Commit to running it with your most explosive back who can create something out of nothing, whereas the other guys I don't think can.
I mean, I don't know how this would effective this would be, but it may be for personnel changes for the defense and them getting into certain personnels that you like. Like, you know, you talk about two tight end sets. You talk about what can the Steelers do different? They hang their hat on two tight ends with Darnell Washington. What can they do different? Oh, maybe Justin Fields. Well, if he's injured, then you can't go that direction. Maybe just roll out three running back sets and then have Cordero in the slot and have Najee and Jalen on the field at the same time. And then it's like, how do you want to defend this? You know, how, what defense are you going to put out there? Like, maybe that's your number one personnel going into this game, because Cordell Patterson can get open. We've seen him play in the slot. We've seen him, I think it was against the Ravens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it against the Ravens that he had that, or it was one of the home games where he had a couple catches. I'd put him in the slot, have Jalen on one side, Najee on the other, and have just a three running back. This is how we're going to do it, and just keep rotating, and guys are going to go do this, and Jalen's going to motion out and be on the other linebacker. That's the only way I could see them doing something different.
Get funky.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. What, you start talking about your best five
right
eligible
that's
guys.
How I'd look at it.
Yeah.
Who's our best?
Yes.
Who is going to put us in the best situation? Who's going to convert for us?
It ain't Van Jefferson.
No.
Who played 81% of the snaps against Philadelphia. God bless him, all due respect. That ain't the path. So put your best players on the field. And if that means Najee and Jalen on the field at the same time, you get funky, 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 funky. I'm down. 412-928-9370. Are you starting to have that creeping dread that Doran and I are having right now when you think about this game? Do you think that Lamar Jackson's going to go off? If he does, how do the Steelers win? 412-928-9370. It is 647. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5601. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree.
Christmas karaoke last night. Nicholas Harry Callis was the star of the show. He did not sing, oh Christmas tree. He sang Run Run Rudolph. Perhaps we could have him sing a portion a cappella later on in the show.
Yep.
Ooh.
This is a good one.
This is a little funky. And that's what we said the Steelers need to get.
A little funky.
A little funky. Funky, funky, funky. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Pat Bostic going to join us from 7 o'clock until 10. Pat is very kind with his time.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing 2 hours with us a lot, and then I think he's just addicted to our wonderfulness.
Yeah, he's been having so much fun, and he loves doing this. He's good at it.
He is good at it.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time.
He texted us after the Steelers-Eagles game on Saturday, something that I want to get into, the quarterback comparison, Jalen Hurts v. Russell Wilson. And I want to really fasten down on that with him. Obviously, college football playoff this weekend, starting tomorrow night.
Crazy.
Indiana.
Notre Dame.
Woo! Some of these teams having a tough time selling tickets. We'll get into all of that with Pat.
Yeah, I want to get into that because it's confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get both of your thoughts on that. Why?
Oh, I have thoughts and I have judgment.
Okay.
I will pass Good. Some judgment.
Good.
Yeah. Martin in Uniontown, my mom's old stomping ground. Hi, Martin.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Hey, all the Steelers have to do is just concentrate on beating Baltimore. Just take one game at a time, and I think they're going to be okay. I knew they was going to lose that game against Philadelphia. I kind of knew it the way it was going because – and like I said, I think they'll be okay. And have you heard anything about what the Pirates are doing yet?
Well, there was a report last night that they signed Andrew McCutchen, which was then immediately refuted.
I saw that.
Yeah. But I think that's going to get done at some point.
I think that that's in the air. I don't. It didn't happen last night, but I think that there's some probably truth to that, clearly. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Martin. 412-928-9370. Yeah, I bet you he'll be back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be stunned if he weren't. And if you look at designated hitter numbers across Major League Baseball last year, he was in the top 10 in a lot of categories. Yeah. So he can't play the field, or they don't want him to play the field, and he's going to get his requisite Veterans Day off. Veterans off days? There you go.
Veterans Day off.
Yeah. English. But he's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't spend a lot of money. And if you can get a top 10 designated hitter for $5 million, absolutely you're going to do it. So I'd be shocked if it doesn't happen. As for taking it one game at a time, yeah, sure. And you and I had that feeling about Philadelphia, too. I can't ignore some of the deficiencies that they have. And more than that, they're hurt.
Yes. And that's a part of the season. But can you not be hurt whenever it matters? And I keep wrestling with this. Like, what did I take from the Philly game? I've asked this question to multiple people that have been on the show this week. Like, has your thought process or your opinion changed about this football team after the Philadelphia game? Mine can't change because I just feel that Russell Wilson will play different in the playoffs. I think he has that characteristic that we talk about with that Patrick Mahomes does. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I get it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he will take it up another level in the playoffs because he's been there. He understands. And so I don't think that this team has really showed all their cards yet. And they probably will and play a different brand of football whenever the playoffs do come around. So I am not that worried right now. Even if they do lose this game on Saturday, I'm still not worried about what they can accomplish at the end of the day, at the end of the season. I'm not worried about it.
I mean, you can win the division if you lose this game.
Yeah.
And if the Steelers were healthy, I would pick them to win this game. They're now a 7-point underdog.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
Makes sense.
Everything lines up against the Steelers in this one, with the exception being they've won 8 out of 9 against Baltimore.
What were they the first time around?
They were a dog at home.
Three?
Yeah. In that range. They were a dog at home. So it makes sense that on the road without TJ Watt, without George Pickens, that they would be an underdog. We'll get into all of it with Pat Bostic coming up next. Pat, interesting text to us after the Steelers-Eagles game about Russell Wilson, which we'll get into when we come back. But first, Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevy. 0% financing on all 2024 Chevrolet EV models up to 60 months through January 3rd with credit through GM Financial.